Comics.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, you got to admit, the first hour with all those folks from all over the world talking about how they felt about economic issues is really, really interesting. I really believe that we are going to see a turn in the markets that we're all interested in here shortly. Okay, as always, the second hour of our show deals with political issues, and we start out the show, the second hour, I guess I should say, with an issue that really isn't so political. It's an issue that reaches out and grabs each and every person, and that is, I'm not sure what we're going to call this, people who are making a difference, you know, heroes of the world, what have you, but we talk about people who run organizations that are really making a difference, making a huge difference. We talked with Jim Whitfield about his organization, Stop the Violence, last weekend. We're talking right now with Sonia Weingard. Sonia is a very good friend of Kathy's and mine. She started an organization in the Northwest called Animals as Natural Therapy. It is an organization that really, if you visit the farm, if you look at the kids and the adults who these people impact, you can't help but be very, very impressed with what they're doing. You know, and I always give full disclosure whenever I am talking about stocks and bonds, if I own any, if I have any equity in those particular issues. And full disclosure here is Kathy and I are involved head over heels in this organization. Why are we involved in it? We're involved in it because Sonia and her colleagues are truly making a difference. Sonia, how about a brief overview of what you guys are doing down there?
Well, 15 years ago, we started to meet a lot of youth considered at risk, kids who were angry, had difficult family situations, and they were coming to the farm to hang out with our animals, and we saw things start transforming their lives. And so we developed a nonprofit organization, and now first year we worked with 12, and last year we significantly impacted at least close to 300 kids and a couple hundred elders, because we also have an intergenerational program where our teams visit elders with the small animals. So on our farm we have 14 horses, two of them are miniatures, so they go, they're our ambassadors in the community. They go visit nursing homes and such, and other places in the community, parades and schools. And then we have rabbits, and they're therapy rabbits. They lower your cortisol level. Actually, your fight and flight, just petting a rabbit, calms you. We have some therapy roosters and chickens that go visiting. We have a llama and goats, and this team has about a couple hundred volunteers a year who work with us and these animals to transform lives. We see kids learning to manage their feelings. They discover what their feelings are. We work with girls who are in drug and alcohol recovery from around the state that are living in a treatment facility here in Bellingham, and they come out to the farm twice a week. And we get to witness a lot of young people trying to get some hope for their lives. A lot of kids in foster care who don't know how to relate to another human being with any trust and never been treated with respect, lots of our kids, and they have to learn to not only respect themselves but to respect this 1,000-pound horse and how to get that 1,000-pound horse to respect them.
You know, I'm curious about one thing. Now, you've got a medical background. You were, if I'm not mistaken, a home health care nurse for a number of years. You've been doing charitable work for, I think, probably an awfully long time. But what I'm curious about, you know, I'm an old business guy, and I don't get it. How can an animal help a human being?
I think that they help us get real. Lots of humans have had painful relationships with humans and learned not to trust humans. And an animal has a lot of unconditional love and no judgment. And so the animals, as they present, as they just are there, they just show up for us, and they're not afraid of our emotions, and they're not judgmental. I think they offer an unconditional love. And in that, people start seeing themselves in a new way. And they mirror us, the horses mirror our emotions, They help us know and identify that we're having a bad day, but they don't hold us to that bad day. They help us transform it to a good day. And we learn with the 1,000-pound horse again that we have some strengths that we never knew we had. And so they help. Oh, I've seen them help a veteran who was come back from Iraq, who was terribly, terribly emotionally wounded and locked up in his house with a gun at the window. And he came out for a session, a therapy session, and our baby horse running around, kicking, bucking, playing with exuberance, helped him fall on his knees and sob and say that's the freedom he wanted for himself and his family. So how this happens, I'm not exactly sure. It's just we get to witness the miracles.
Well, you know, the first time Kathy and I came out and did our training, got to tell you, that was not an easy couple of days. It was 27 degrees Fahrenheit for those of you living in the United States, and we're sitting in this little barn with no heat, and we're learning about some of this stuff. And I remember I chatted with one of the counselors who I'm assuming volunteers his time, but the fellow who worked was in the process, I guess I should say, of working with some of these returning veterans. And it was interesting chatting with this guy because he basically almost couldn't keep from getting teary-eyed as he was explaining to me some of the miracles that he had witnessed, not only with the returning veterans, but with the kids. Can you elaborate? Just give us one example, if you would.
Well, one example of one of our high school kids, because we work with a classroom of troubled high school kids. They're considered troubled and troubling. And this one boy had been coming here for a number of months working with our horse, Moonshadow. And one day I asked him to just give a little tug to her rope and get her to come with him, and he couldn't. And I said, and this horse is very obedient. I said, why can't you just give her a little tug? And he said, he looked at me with very sorrowful eyes, and he said, because I used to be really abusive to animals. And Moonshadow has taught me I'm never going to be that way again. And I go, wow, you know, inside I'm thinking I had no idea this kid had this past. And he finally gets her into the barn with her own volition, not him pulling on her at all. And as he's tying her up, he said to me, and the best thing of all is that Moonshadow has helped me forgive myself. And that's one of my favorite stories of a kid who comes from, you know, to be abusive to animals, he was most likely abused himself. But to be able to get past that and forgive himself. I mean, how many people in our society need to learn to forgive themselves for their past mistakes and move forward? And that was cool to get to witness that.
Oh, that's got to be incredibly cool. We only have about a minute and a half left here. So let me just ask you one question. And the question is, not how did you get started in this, not why did you get started in this, but how do you feel that what you're doing is benefiting society? I know it is, but I want to hear it from your own voice.
I think it's providing hope. It provides hope to a lot of people who don't have hope. One mom came to us. She tried all the counseling. She tried everything. She was a foster mom. She wanted to adopt this incorrigible boy. Nothing was helping. Everyone said, leave him, do not adopt him, he's horrible. And after 14 months here working with our horse, he turned all that around. And he said at 11 that this horse taught him how to love and to be loved. And that's what keeps us going. Those stories, those lives, those, you know, 10 years later we get emails from people with pictures of their family saying that they're alive today because of our horse and what they learned here. And that's what keeps us going. A lot of community support, because most of our people are low income. And we rely on a lot of donations. But, yeah, we keep going because of the lives we see changed one at a time.
Here's the bottom line, you guys out there listening in. Jimmy Whittefield is out there making a difference. He's trying like hell to make a difference. Sonia Weingard is out there making a difference. Why don't you make a difference?
Our Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, listening to stories like the story of Sonia Weingard and Animals as Natural Therapy makes you realize that all is not necessarily wrong with the world. There are people out there who are really, really trying to make a difference, you know. And a couple of guys who helped me out a lot on this show, one of whom is, I don't know, Jeff, an aspiring co-host, a real co-host. It's hard to say, but you're a busy guy, and you come on at least three segments every week, so I'm going to call you a co-host along with Corey. But, you know, Jeff, you and Glenn Downs, Glenn being with us also, are a couple of guys who really, really care about the future of America. And quite frankly, if you want to enlarge that a little bit, about the future of the world. And, you know, Glenn sends me missives from sources that, quite frankly, are very, very credible, that are, you know, they point to the fact that things are not, in some cases, as they seem. For example, the situation in Syria. You know, on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, if I'm not mistaken, on Wednesday, might have been Thursday, but I think it was this past Wednesday, there's a picture of these poor little children who have been gassed to death, you know, with the nerve gas situation that is supposedly being utilized by the Assad regime. But in reality, Glenn, you know, former security director Zbigniew Brzezinski has saying, I'm not really sure that that's what happened. What do you think about all of that?
Well, thank you again for having me back, Big Al. I think we are living in an age of deceit, so we should do like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify everything, I suppose. And the truth is that heretofore, up until recently, the Assad regime has been winning that civil war. So I immediately, my radar goes up when you see the rebels allegedly are alleged to have done the Syrian government is alleged to have done the very one thing that would be the most likely to bring outside Western military power directly to bear in the civil war on the side of these al-Qaeda-backed rebels, and namely allegedly used the sarin gas. But we saw that Reuters reported that it was the rebels who were caught inside Germany a few months ago with 2 kilograms of sarin gas. And so it may well be beyond these news reports that have come out, and there's been some sources that said some of the first reports came out a day, the news was broadcast a day before this gas attack allegedly happened. So that raises another red flag. So you have to ask yourself, who benefits? And so you would have to think it's the rebels who our government and the Obama administration has been backing, and with help from people on both sides of the aisle, by the way, have been backing, who would most benefit, strangely enough, by the use of this sarin gas. It would be the most likely to bring Western military powers directly into this conflict. So it may well be what I'm suggesting we'd be very careful about is that these people that we are being urged to jump in and help in the name of these gassed children may have been the ones themselves who did the gassing. They may be more monstrous than the person that we're being asked to go spend American blood and treasure to overthrow.
Boy, I got to tell you, it is, you know, stories like this are absolutely mind-boggling when you stop and think about them, because basically what stories like this are alleging, for lack of better terms, is that a lot of the powers that be around the world are not the good guys that they would purport to be. Jeff, what do you think, bud?
First of all, Al, I agree completely with Glenn. I think this, for all we know, this could be a false flag operation with respect to the so-called sarin or nerve gas that's being used, apparently, in Syria. And what's so frustrating about this is you have, you know, Americans sitting back here at home in our comfortable homes, including members of Congress, sort of opining on which side we ought to support in Syria and choosing, you know, to support or foment a revolution or a civil war in that country. There's an absolutely heartbreaking article today in BBC about 1 million Syrian children who have been forced to flee to Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Egypt, as I read this article in front of me. And, you know, it's just so heartbreaking to think of this interventionist and really neoconservative mindset that dominates our foreign policy in America on both sides of the aisle, that says it's our job to go in and, you know, spread democracy and support democratic uprisings or the democratic side of a civil conflict in whatever country, including Syria. You know, and if we have to break a few eggs along the way to make an omelet, so be it. Well, the eggs that we're breaking are the lives of these children, and many of whom have completely lost their parents or lost contact with their parents. Parents may have been killed for all they know. While we sit here in the comfort of our homes and in America, in the West, and say, well, you know, Assad's a bad guy and we got to support the rebels. It's just unconscionable. And, you know, there's never a good side. You know, it's never as obvious and as black and white as the war hawks here at home would have us believe.
What I think is kind of interesting in this whole discussion, and we've been talking about the Middle East on this show now going back a lot of years, and what I think is really interesting about the situation over there is that you really simply don't know. There are a lot of emotions involved in on supporting or not supporting, you know, one of the two sides. The pro-Israeli folks are just fervent, for lack of better terms, in their strength of their support. The pro-Palestinians are the same way. And, you know, the problem that we have right now, quite frankly, is that we simply don't know. And I find that to be, if nothing else, absolutely amazing. I mean, here's a country that's supposed to know what the heck is going on. And guys like Glenn Downs and Jeff Deist and Al Corlin are chatting about the situation on the radio. Three intelligent guys, three very well-read guys, and they're saying, you know, we're not really sure just what the heck is going on over there. And to me, that's what's really scary. Glenn, I mean, what do you think, bud?
You know, government is something that most people that consider themselves to be conservative or libertarian are supposed to be inherently suspicious of. And government, though, is not monolithic. So that you can have people who are in, say, the executive branch or the Department of Defense, who are well-intended people that really do have the country's best interest at heart, the taxpayers' best interest at heart. But you can have other elements who have all kinds of other agendas. So we saw that in the lead-up to the Iraq War, where people had made the decision that they wanted to go into Iraq. And that's happened way before 9/11. And we know this, for example, from the former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill's book. And he talked about going to his very first cabinet meeting. He was looking forward at the time that the issue after the election was getting the economy moving. The economy had really begun to go into recession after the dot-com bubble had burst and getting the economy moving. And he was prepared to go in and talk about the economic plan. And instead, everybody starts talking about Iraq.
Go ahead and interrupt you just for a second. We've got to take a real short break. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jeff Deist here on the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Talking, as always, with Big Al. We have our good friend and frequent guest, Glenn Downs, with us. Glenn, we're continuing our discussion of Syria and what's going on there, the heartbreaking tragedy that we've seen with some of the people who've been poisoned by nerve gas, apparently some of the children having to flee as refugees. It's a terrible situation. Al, you had mentioned the idea that it surprised you that America didn't know exactly what the situation was on the ground there. But I would just revert and say, you know, I would bring up an famous expression that I think P.J. O'Rourke coined, which is all the trouble in the world. And here we as Americans take it upon ourselves to understand the factions and the geopolitics of every country on earth and intervene militarily or economically if we see fit. And I think that that's a dangerous form of hubris. And I think it's very, very hard for us sitting here at home, as I mentioned in the last segment, to really understand what's going on over there. And I think it's very dangerous for us to take sides in civil wars, especially in the Middle East, which has been an intractable hotspot for just decades, and it's always resented Western influence.
Well, I got to ask you guys a question, because you have certainly a lot more hands-on experience with the federal government than I have, and that I'll ever have, for that matter. But the fact of the matter is, you know, a friend asked me an interesting question this past week, and he said, if you look at the Middle East, okay, and you look at every country with the exception of the Israelis, he said, what do those countries really contribute to the betterment of the world? It's an interesting question when you stop and think about it, okay? Let's take all the human, the humanity situations out of it, and let's just say, what do a lot of those countries actually contribute to the rest of the world? Okay, that to me adds a whole lot of fuel to the fire that Congressman Ron Paul, former Congressman Ron Paul, says, you know, why are we going over there trying to impose our will? I'd like either one of you guys to elaborate on that one a little bit for me, if you would.
where you have to get into that gets into an area of speculation. But if we just speculate for a bit, we know from what Dr. Brzezinski said, for example, that part of the unrest in Syria is being fomented by a Qatar or Qatar, depending on how you want to pronounce the country, and Saudi Arabia in particular. And this gets into Sunni versus Shia Islam and regional geopolitics along those lines. Well, the United States and the dollar's reserve currency status is due to a very large extent, for example, upon it being the petrodollar, upon it being the medium of exchange for anybody that wants to buy or sell oil through the OPEC system, and Saudi Arabia is the big swing producer in OPEC. So some of this could be traced back, probably or possibly, to efforts to maintain the dollar's reserve status, for example.
Well, it's an interesting point. It goes back to something that former Congressman Paul, now Dr. Paul, and still a former congressman, you know, said to me a number of years ago, just after the United States went into Iraq. I was chatting with him off mic, but I said, Ron, just out of curiosity, what the hell are we doing over there in the first place? Why are we going into Iraq? And, you know, and Jeff, your former boss, you know, and Glenn, your friend, just started laughing at me. And he said, you're not too bright, are you? And I said, well, you know, maybe not. He said, Al, it's all about the oil, nothing else. You guys agree with that?
Well, I agree with it in large part. And I will say this, is some of the oil-rich countries over there, particularly Saudi Arabia, are going to be in deep, deep trouble if, in fact, their oil reserves are overstated, and if, in fact, those countries on a nation-by-nation basis are approaching peak oil, and if, in fact, that the future of oil prices, not necessarily rising, they already have tremendous political and social problems in some of those countries, and oftentimes the largest single source of material well-being, certainly in Saudi Arabia, is oil. And if that ever changes, I think those countries are going to find that, their populations are in poverty and there's tremendous civil unrest. And I think that with the element of radical Islam that exists in the Middle East, I think that could, be hugely important to the United States and to the Western world as well. It's troubling from my perspective.
Okay. Just to reinforce that point, in Egypt, Egypt's population in 1950 was about 20 million people. Today, it's about 80 million people. And significantly, it went from being a net exporter of oil to being a net importer of oil. And that was like a switch got flipped. And I think, that was not necessarily the cause, the direct cause of the unrest in Egypt. But it was the energy resources and the foreign reserves that came from those kind of tamped down these natural cleavages that existed in their society. Now these cleavages have all come up to the surface, and they're living on the largesse of the Saudis. I think Bahrain has lent them a lot of money, and I frankly don't see a way out of that. It's almost like they're Haiti or something, where they're going to be totally dependent upon outside resources to just feed people. And then now, and as more and more countries peak out in their oil production and go from being net exporters to net importers of oil, it's pretty easy to see why, to go back to your original point, Al, why anybody that says this is not about oil is just blind. We're not doing this in the Congo. We're doing this where the oil is. And I know it's about more than that, but that is the master resource.
Jeff, you guys bring up a really interesting point, and your former boss brought up a really interesting point that I didn't realize at the time. But with all this stuff that's going on with the radicals and everybody else, do you think that the economic issue of oil or peak oil or what have you could be behind some of these actions?
Well, oil has been behind the actions of the Western world in the Middle East since the late 1800s, early 1900s. There's no question about that. You know, and we still have this mentality where we won't explore oil, and we certainly won't refine oil into gas in our own country nearly to the degree we should. And to the extent that continues to be the policy here at home, and we're not increasing nuclear, there's a lot of opposition to coal. We're going to need to source our energy from somewhere. So at least for the foreseeable future, until we get some capacity, not only from, let's say, the shale and the exploration, or I should say the shale exploitation that's going on up in the Bakken in North Dakota, in that area, but, you know, it's not just the oil. We need to be able to refine it as well. You know, until we're going to increase that capacity here, I'm afraid we're always going to be mired in Middle East intrigue and with all the attendant risks and potential for blowback.
You know, I kind of like to close out this hour. We got about a minute left here, and I'd like to close it out with some suggestions, perhaps, for a little bit of source material for listeners to go to, listeners who have an interest in the situation in the Middle East. I personally found a book called From Beirut to Lebanon to be fascinating. You guys have any other thoughts besides that one?
Well, I will say this. If you pull up Google News on any given day and type in Syria or, you know, type in Iraq, you'll find far more news sources from BBC, The Guardian, even Al Jazeera. You know, you won't find Washington Post, New York Times, Boston Globe, et cetera, at the top. And there's a reason for that. And it's just that the U.S. media is not as focused on worldwide events. So I think you certainly have to go looking for your sources. You can't just expect to find them here.
And I think that's a very, very good point. We're running out of time in this segment. Glenn, I'd like you to address that question, if you would, when we come back. And then we're going to switch the part of the world that we're talking just slightly here. Well, actually switch it a lot and talk a little bit about the situation in Japan.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, Jeff and I are back along with Glenn Downs to wrap up the second hour of the weekend edition of our show. You know, I was asking both Glenn and Jeff earlier about sources where listeners can go if they want to increase their knowledge of the Middle East. And, you know, Jeff very accurately said, well, they didn't get very much coverage here in the United States, so you really need to go to Google News and then type in whatever you want, whether it's Syria, whether it's Lebanon, whether it's Israel, what have you. Glenn, do you have any suggestions on that source material where people can go to learn more about what's going on over there?
Well, what comes to my mind immediately is a book by the late Matthew Simmons entitled Twilight in the Desert. And that he took some publicly available material and pieced it together and did a pretty good detective job, which indicated that the Saudis were pretty dramatically overstating their oil reserves. And began to kind of look at what some of the implications for that might be to the world economy. And then also you get into this, the world geopolitics. You can take a look at, we'll start talking about energy, but if you take a look at a country's graph of a country's economic growth, and you take a look at another graph of the country's energy usage, and you took all the labels off, you swear it's the exact same graph. You think it's the exact same thing. Anybody that thinks you can have growth without energy usage is just wrong. It just hasn't, it's not been demonstrated. So, but yet these countries have all, between all the debt that have been racked up, that requires phenomenal growth just to service that. We've got debt-based monetary systems that require infinite loan growth, or they struggle and then ultimately collapse. So we have all these contingent liabilities of government, things like Social Security, that require like a pyramid infinite growth. So you stop exploiting energy or finding energy someplace, the economy stops growing, you don't have a steady state, you end up having collapse because of badly designed man-made systems. So this really points towards a future where we might be looking at resource wars. And what we're seeing in Syria may well be, amongst other things, a good old-fashioned fight for who's going to control pipelines and natural gas resources and everything else going forward.
Ain't those some apples? Changing the subject a little bit, moving to a different part of the world, Fukushima. A lot of people in the United States aren't thinking about that anymore because it's not really getting very much coverage, again, as the Middle East doesn't get very much coverage. But what's going on over there is really, really terrifying when you really stop and think about it. Glenn, tell us about that, will you?
Well, I've had some pretty good sources over the course of this crisis, and we have been convinced all along that not only was this problem never contained, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And most people are unaware that there is a so-called China syndrome going on right now with molten blobs of uranium, which is a molten metal, highly radioactive molten metal, have gone through the floors of the reactor containment vessels in three of those Fukushima reactors and are now down into the ground. And, you know, I guess that's the old movie, The China Syndrome. Theoretically, the blob keeps going all the way through, comes out the other side of the world. That obviously wouldn't happen, but that's where that was derived from. And so the Japanese, in the same situation with Chernobyl, the Russians sent in something like 25,000 men. They dug underneath the reactor. They froze to the ground, and probably 25,000 men died because of that. The Japanese sent in fire trucks and squirted water hoses and stuff on it, and have been just sort of stacking up more and more and more giant tanks they've been moving in to hold big thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of highly radioactive water. Now those things are leaking, and they're going to have to move all kinds of reactor fuel rods that are sitting out in this unstable storage area. And people are talking about some really grim prospects. And the fact that this is now popping back up suddenly in the mainstream news, BBC, CNN, those kinds of people that have gone into radio silence on it, tells me that it's far worse than what they're reporting. I think this is a precursor to the Japanese. The Japanese have asked for international help. But I think this is, they're trying to soften the global public up for tens and tens of billions of dollars of coming from someplace to go over there to try to contain this problem that we may not have the technology to contain.
You know, that's an interesting point. We may not have the technology to contain it. Jeff, you sent me some material on this also, and you said you got to read the last line of one particular report that you sent me. And that last line alluded to, you know, the tremendously large magnitude. Well, one of these days I'm going to come out of the English language. But, you know, the true magnitude of this particular problem. Comments?
Well, I think two things here really trouble me with respect to the contrast between this event and what happened with Chernobyl. First of all, Chernobyl was in a landlocked part of the former Soviet Union. It wasn't, you know, right on the edge of an ocean and potentially leaking water into that ocean. And, you know, obviously the ocean water in the Pacific travels and affects all of us. Number two, what I didn't realize is there is a tremendous amount of storage of spent nuclear fuel rods at this Fukushima plant site, on site. It's not transported to another storage facility. And as Glenn pointed out to me earlier, you know, it takes apparently about a year to get this nuclear material even cool enough to sort of transport at all. So basically, there are over 1,000 of these spent nuclear fuel rods sitting there on site in very unstable buildings that might have cracks in them, that might be eroding, the foundations might be eroding, the water that they're pumping in might be leaking. So we really have no idea if these spent fuel rods are actually heating up. And obviously, it's an unstable situation which calls for transporting them. So the question becomes, well, how do you do that and where the hell do you take them? And based on some information that Glenn sent to me, the sort of the mechanics of transporting spent nuclear material is very, very delicate even under perfect conditions. And here we have outrageously imperfect conditions in the sense that it's a highly radioactive environment. All the workers there have to work for very short shifts. They have to wear cumbersome clothing. It's a very serious situation, but I think with respect to the media reporting, it has always been a tremendously serious situation. There's no new development per se. It's just that the degree to which we're being told of the severity of it is becoming more and more apparent. There's nothing that's actually changed since the original tsunami. It's always been, a very serious situation.
Well, I guess the million-dollar question here, gentlemen, is let's talk about the gravity of this situation. I mean, this is something, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but I mean, if this stuff gets out in the ocean, that's got to be dangerous, huh?
Well, people I've talked to that I respect indicate that it's already a dangerous situation for the west coast of the United States. Now, it's not like you're sitting there with a nuclear, lump of uranium sitting there right beside you, but literally every blue fin tuna that has been harvested and tested has got elevated radiation levels in it, because you get what's called bioaccumulation. So, you know, the algae gets radioactive, and a little fish eats that, and then a bigger fish eats that, and a bigger fish eats that. And the problem for people like us, let's assume it does, it just, it's a half a world away, but the problem is that we get, the effects of radiation on us are cumulative as well. So if you, that's why a little bitty dose of, you get a little dental x-ray, and the dental hygienist runs outside of the room. It's not that that one dose is that bad, it's just that if you sit there all day long, day after day after day, getting a little dose, the effects are cumulative. So people are saying, hey, don't eat, you know, sushi from fish right now, from fish that are caught in the Pacific. And if this just goes on year after year after year, it's not like at the moment, it's not like people like us would, you know, get radiation sickness and keel over and die. But it might be like people that were exposed to fallout from atmospheric nuclear tests back in the 50s and 60s. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, somebody gets a tumor. You know, 150 years ago, people didn't get cancer. Something's different, and this one of those somethings is probably the amount of radiation that we're being exposed to, and this is not a good thing, and it can get a lot worse, apparently.
Having said that, where do you get discussions anywhere in the day-to-day media, the conventional media, on topics like this? Unfortunately, you don't. Hope you folks enjoyed the show last week. It's been fun putting it this week. It's been fun putting it together. We're going to be back with you next week, and don't forget next weekend, and don't forget to listen to our daily editorials.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.